We now begin Maseches Kehillim. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph 1:1, and I hope you take the time to listen to the introduction that I produced for the whole of Seder Taharos and Maseches Kehillim. I know it's long, but there's so much going on in the Taharos, and if you're not familiar with the framework, so then it's very difficult to keep your bearings, understand everything fits together. The first Perek of Maseches Kehillim attempts to do that, in any case, because Chazal were aware of this issue. So the first parak here talks about essentially the framework in which Tumah and Tahara operates, and the first four Mishnayos talk about the source of Tumah, which the Mishnah refers to as the Avos HaTumah. An Av, of course, literally means a father or a general category, but the significance halachically of an Av HaTumah is that it's a Tumah source which is capable of conveying Tumah to Adam V'Kelim, a Jewish person, or a Kli, a utensil, which we'll define in this Masechta. And if something is on an Av, it cannot convey Tumah to a person or to his kalim, at least on a derisa level. So this Mishnah will start out by building up the framework of what are the different sources, the Avos HaTumah. It's not a totally comprehensive list, but it's a pretty comprehensive list of Tumah sources, and we're starting from the least potent and going up to more and more potent source of Tumah. The Mishnah begins by saying Avos HaTumos. There are, we're going to list the different sources of Tumah that can be Matame, Adam V'Kalim, and we're going to list five here. Hasheretz, V'Shechva Zera, Utmei meis v'amitzar b'mei sfaro u'meichata she'em behem k'dei hazaya. This list of five, which I'll explain in a moment, are the least potent source of Tumah because they can only convey Tumah, as the Mishnah will say, through maga. Maga means direct contact to skin or to the outside of the kli, as applicable. And that's all. That's the only way to convey Tumah. So these are the least potent because other Tumah sources, other avos of Tumah, can convey Tumah in other ways in addition to Maga. Okay, so what are these five things? Hasheretz. Hasheretz is the flesh of a dead animal, specifically the eight animals listed in the Sukkim, the list of Vayikra. It's in Perek Yud Aleph of Vayikra, Sukkim Chavtes and Lamed. It's a specific list of eight animals. Okay, those eight animals, in Hebrew, the Choled, Akbar, Tzav, Anaka, Koach, Leta'a, Chomet, and Tinshemet. What those are is a machlokus and all the mafarshim. So I'm not going to bother to describe them. They're little rodents and reptiles, and perhaps even a mollusk, a snail, according to Rashi. Little creatures. The point is that it's this specific list of eight. Now, there is a Gemara which does darshan a little more and add to that. That's in Chulim Kuf Chav Zayin, 127a, where you do have sort of an extension to some other kinds of small creatures. However, the Rambam lists these specific eight. So my point is that other little creatures, like a chipmunk or something, if it's dead, it doesn't convey Tumah at all. Okay, it's these list of eight. In addition, even these eight only convey Tumah when they're dead. If a rat touches your whatever, it's not Tumah. It has to be a dead rat. And moreover, it touches the dead rat, it's specifically the flesh, the meat of the dead rat, while it still has some moisture. We're not talking about the skeleton of a rat. We're talking about the actual flesh. Okay, so those eight creatures, the Sharatzim, Shemana Sharatzim, Kevei Tumah, they're with their flesh, dead animal flesh, and the amount is a tiny amount. It's the amount of just Ka'adasha, a lentil's amount, okay, of a flesh, or even just even a whole limb of less than a lentil, but it's a very small amount, smaller than other kinds of Tumah sources. Second, you have V'shichvas Zera. Shichvas Zera is semen. We're talking about specifically from a Jewish person, non-Jewish. Zera doesn't have a Tumah. Okay, so it's an Av HaTumah. And the Balkeri, the person who emits it, is just a Rishon. Okay, so just it's the Zera itself. We're talking about that liquid fluid is an Av HaTumah. Conveys Tumah through direct contact. Also, while it's moist, also in this minute amount, Kadasha. Then you have also the Mitzar B'meis Far. Oh, sorry, the Tamei Meis. I skipped the Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is a person who became Tamei from a corpse or human remains. Okay, so that means that the human remains is so potent a source of Tumah that even when a person touches it, he still Tumah as an Av. So that means if you have the corpse, if a person touches the corpse, he becomes an Av so much that if he touches another person, that second person becomes Tumah. So the Tumah makes the person who got exposed to corpse Tumah, either through Maga, or Masa, or Ohel, whatever it is, all anyway, he becomes an Av Tumah, but only conveys Tumah through direct contact. The Mitzara B'mei Sfaro, what's going in here is it's the Mitzara in his purification day, literally the days of his counting. When a Mitzara is Tumah, he's a very potent source of Tumah, but when he's sort of his tsaras is going away. There's this 7-day process. The beginning of the 7 days includes that bird procedure and the shaving of his hair off his body, even like his eyebrows, everything, and going to the mikvah. So that begins a 7-day process. For the next 7 days, he's in his Yemei Svaro, his counting days. And at that point, he's like a much reduced source of Tumah in terms of his potency. He only conveys Tumah by Maga direct contact, as opposed to a regular Mitzora who conveys Tumah by all sorts of things. Okay? And finally, Umechata She'ein Behem Kadei Hazaya. Mechatas is the purification waters that you use for someone who is a Tamei Mace. So the recipe basically boils down to taking a spring water and you put it in an earthenware vessel and put into that earthenware vessel with the spring water the ashes from the Para Aduma. And that mixture is called Mechatas and is used to purify people by sprinkling on them on day 3 and day 7 of their purification procedure, the Tamei Mace. Okay, now, the liquid itself, although it's totally counterintuitive, initially is like one of the great conundrums of the purification process that uses the ashes from the Para Aduma, is that even though it purifies people, it itself is also a source of Tumah. So the Mechatas, if you have a little bit, if it's not enough to be used in the purification procedure, in other words, if you just have like a few, let's say 2 cc for argument's sake, of liquid in a little vial, you could dip, your little stalks of hyssop, which three stalks of hyssop, you dip in, you spritz it, use to spritz that mechatas liquid onto the person getting purified. So if you can do that, there's enough. There's kadei hazaya, enough to do the spritzing. But if there's not even enough for that, so you're talking about call it 1 cc, for argument's sake, of water, mechatas liquid, so then it only conveys tuma by direct contact. So if someone touches that liquid, not for the sake of purification, he becomes tameh as an av hatuma. Sorry, it is an avatoma and he becomes a rishon, but it conveys tuma to him as an avatoma. Okay, so those are the five sources that are only conveying tuma just by direct contact maga. Says the Mishnah explicitly, Hare elam matavan adam vekelim b'maga. They convey tuma to people and utensils through direct contact. V'chli cheres ba'avir. Now, kli cheres, earthenware vessels, meaning a kli that's made out of fired clay, essentially, of the earth, like ceramic. So it doesn't receive tuma through direct contact from its outside, for sure. It can receive tuma from its airspace within it, referred to in the pasuk as the toch, and the Mishnah is typically it's toch, it's inside. Here the Mishnah refers to it as its avir, its airspace within the earthenware kli, like the cup. There you have a coffee cup. So if the tamei mace sticks his finger in the airspace of the coffee cup, etc., so then the cup becomes tamei. Ve'enim etamen b'masa. These tuma sources, meaning the sheretz, shechva, zera, etc., do not convey tuma through masa, meaning if you carry them, in contrast to the list in the next Mishnah, where things do convey tuma if you carry them even without direct contact, like if it's in a bag. When it comes to these things, if you have a sheretz in a bag and you carry the bag around without touching the sheretz, so you remain tahor.